from the front line.
It's not going.
Presenting KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fan, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, the Dugout Podcast, talking bullpen, Yankees bullpen, Major League Baseball, BleedBlueShow.com, of course, is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher apps, as well as BleedBlueShow.com. Stream everything or download it right from your phone. You can stream all episodes right from the BleedBlueShow.com on your web browser and download episodes as well to your handheld devices. Got to have an exciting topic on Yankees bullpen tonight. We're going to get to a lot of these guys, man. I mean, it should be an exciting dialogue. We got Ottavino. We got, who's this? Chapman, Betances, Britton, Conley, Herman, Chad Green. I mean, we got a whole slew of guys in the pen. And it's obviously a core strength of this squad. And I think a lot of the Yankee fans are excited of the 2019 relief pitching. The setup men, the middle relievers, the closers, all that good stuff, man. So we're not going to waste any more time. We're going to get right into it. And as the stakeholders file in, and we'll get them on, we'll do some roll call time. I know we got to talk about a couple of the spring training games over the weekend and some of the split squad games and how guys did. And as well as the last time we were on here, the day after Severino was he got hurt. And if stakeholders have anything they want to say on that, we'll have them have a say. But without further ado, let's get everybody on. Roll call time. Just say hello to the people. Suzanne, Bleeding Yankee Blue, at Susie Prof on Twitter. How you doing, Suzanne?
Hi, everyone. It's great to hear that we're going to talk about pitching tonight and the bullpen, and I'm really excited. So let's get through our roll call so we can get chatting.
Right, absolutely. Let's go to KGYR's finest. KGYR's finest. Kristen, what's going on? How you doing?
Hi, everybody. Good evening, family. How's everybody doing?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm fired up. Can't wait to talk about the bullpen.
Sounds good. Let's bring our guy at King's Eagle One. That would be Jimmy. Jimmy, what's up, bro? How's everything?
Hey, how's it going? I look forward to this every Monday night. I'm looking forward to talking about the bullpen, man. It's my favorite part of the Yankees right now. It's one of our strongest bullpens that we've had in a long time, man. I'm looking forward to breaking it down, man. Go Yanks.
Oh yeah, definitely go Yanks. And we're gonna definitely break everything as much as we can do down. Susan, we'll lead off with you. Likes, dislikes with the bullpen, you go any player in the bullpen, on feel free to fire away on anything within the bullpen, and then we'll get to Kristen and Jimmy and anybody else wants to get in on the dialogue.
Yeah, so I have to say I am thrilled about Adam Ottavino. I am just hot over him. He has some filthy stuff that we saw this weekend. And of course my boy Brett Gardner, out there slamming home runs, like I said he would. He is a consistent guy who will always be there. But Ottavino was the real guy, the real deal. And I'll tell you what, I was really concerned that we lost David Robertson. And, I'm glad that he found a place in Philly and he wanted to stay on the East Coast and do his thing. He got his two-year deal. I think Adam Ottavino can do more than Houdini did in the dugout. So I'm really excited about him. Zach Britton, I think he's going to be effective for the Yankees this year if he can stay healthy. I mean, that's always the caveat. Can they stay healthy? Who I'm nervous about is who I've always been nervous about, and that's Dylan Betances. He starts off, he gets himself going, and then he has something with the finger where he's, cutting his finger and he's bleeding, and then he's, all of a sudden not consistent. So I get nervous. I know that his ERA says differently, but he does make me nervous. So between Ottavino and Britton, I think they're, the strong players. Notice I haven't said a thing about Aroldis Chapman because I just don't think he has the longevity. I don't think he's the anchor of the bullpen. I'd actually like to see Britton and Ottavino take that role this year. But my absolute favorite guy, who I think is just overlooked and undervalued, and I said it last week, is Chad Green. Mr. Consistent, Mr. Go-To, who steps in and he cleans up a lot of the messes. I am going to see this guy, and I know that Jonathan Holder is Boone's favorite, but I think the two of them will platoon to fill in for the later innings that our starters won't be able to hold on to, namely CC Sabathia. So I think the bullpen, and you can compare this year's bullpen to last year's bullpen, I think it's stronger. I think it's more of a 1998 bullpen in the depth of it, if you could believe it, that it's even stronger than last year. I think we could see Luazaga be in the bullpen this year. He could hang in there. And who knows, is Kamley going to come back from the issues that he had last year with his shoulder and build up his velocity again? So far, so good. He looks strong, but, you know, he's kind of iffy. So I'm not, like, putting all of my, you know, eggs in his basket necessarily this year. A couple years ago, I really thought he was strong. But I think Ottavino is going to be, you know, what Kamley was multiple years ago or a couple years ago when we picked him back up from the White Sox. So I pass it over to the next one. I guess it's Kristen, right?
Right. That's the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. No, I'm just kidding. That's what's in, went in. All my points are just gone. All my points are gone. Well, no, thank you very much, Kristen. I'll piggyback off of those when we get to me. But Kristen and then Jimmy, then myself.
Yeah, she took a lot of my thunder, too. I love Ottavino. He's breaking balls. You got Chapman and Green, both with the fastball. We've got such a diverse bullpen. It's amazing. We've got Britton with the sinker. I mean, these guys, they all have their own specialties. And when we come together, and this is what I think we were talking about last week, having an ace, or I think we talked about a few weeks ago having an ace. I don't think we really need one. Look at all the talent that this bullpen has. Do you really think we need an ace at this point when we have all these guys? I really like what we've got. I mean, our bullpen can throw 98-mile-an-hour sliders. Really? That's insane. We got so much talent. It's crazy. I love what we've got. I think we're going to have a good year. I agree with everything. I mean, you got – my thunder is gone right now. I don't know what I got nothing. I gotta regroup. But yeah, I like the diversity.
You had a great question though. You had a great
What's
question.
That?
Do we need an ace? You had a great question though.
I don't
do
think
we need
an
ace?
Do you think we need one? Is it? I mean, it's not protocol that we need an ace, right?
I think it's tradition.
It's tradition,
but you're right.
I mean.
You're right.
We've got so many. I mean, we've got warriors. We've got fire. We've got lots of fire. We've got the reliever. We've got Britton. We've got Ottavino. I mean, I don't know. It just keeps getting better to me, I think. It really is. But I do like the diversity of the team. I like what everybody brings together. I think it's going to be fantastic.
All right, cool. Jimmy, what's your thoughts?
Well, first I gotta say, a person that we haven't talked about is I think Herman is gonna, you know, everybody's talking about Ottavino and all that stuff, and Ottavino is really good, but I think a guy that's gonna really be excellent is you know, Herman. You know, we look at what Herman did last year. I mean, you know, that guy has a lot of potential. You know, he started out really good. You know, he had a couple of shaky things here and there. What everybody's gonna have, but what I like about Herman is he learned how to overcome it. You know, and he's gonna be like that number four guy in a bullpen that everybody, that, you know, any other team is gonna, like, they're gonna be so focused on, you know, all other guys that when, like, Herman comes in and does something good, they're gonna be like, hey, where did this guy come from? You know, he's gonna be that. He's gonna be that unsung guy that, you know, like no team is gonna expect. So I think that's what kind of guy Roman is gonna be. You know, as far as Adovino goes, you know, I think he's gonna be that guy that, you know, he's one of the great additions to the team that we've had in years. You know, I can't wait to see what he does the rest of spring training. I want to see how he does, and I think overall this bullpen is gonna be deep and full of life, you know, and that's what we need. So like an ace is really not priority number one right now. Like our bullpen is gonna assume that role. You know, we just gotta keep the bats going, you know, and if we can keep the bats going, we're gonna be in good shape.
You know, great points, everybody. Great points. Suzanne and Kristen and Jimmy, you guys took pretty much all my thunder. There's some things I'll add on to that, because the Adovino thing, signing from all his years with the Rockies, and you saw a little bit over him over the weekend of the electric stuff he has. This is a dynamite bullpen. And I agree with you, Susan, as well or as good on paper what the bullpen was last season. This is even better. I mean, and then this is a team that has at best average, maybe a little bit above average starting pitching. And then we know that what happened last week with Severino, so it was kind of already taking a hit in a sense. So the question, what Kristen says, is do we need an ace? That is actually a very interesting question, because it depends on what's your philosophy in today's baseball game. Are you old school? Are you the typical 6-7 innings type of person to hand it over to the bullpen? Or you wanted to be one of these newbies with the analytics and go 3 innings, 4 innings, and then stretch the game off with a long bullpen? So it's really about your philosophy or strategy. If you was to ask me that question, I still would say yes. I am all for a guy who's going to give you 7 dominant innings regardless, because when you get to the playoffs, because that really affects how you manage subsequent games and have lively arms, and you could go back to that dominant ace. So for me, the question would be yes, I would definitely want it, and I would even go to as far as need. But with the Yankees situation, with all these arms and the live arms that we do have on paper, it's a great asset to have, because, you know, some of these guys may get hurt, and it's good to have some of these guys step in and probably pitch a little bit more in the event some of these guys do get hurt. Now, Kristen, you brought up the point as far as Brenton's sinker. Adovino brings that to the table too. So you got coming from righty and lefty. You got that coming in both actions. He's got a nasty slider. He's got a nasty sinker. He's even got an efficient cutter, man. I mean, he's got things that get you out on fly balls. He has a lot of things that you can swing and miss at. It doesn't even go to his four-seam fastball like that. You go watch some of these Rocky games, that was at the bottom of the food chain. Like, a lot of his stuff was the sinkers and the sliders. And, you know, Brenton, mm-hmm. we already know what he's all about. It's a heavy sinker. He's a heavy sinker guy. That's his bread and butter, man. And to have that, and then arguably, he's probably going to be your setup to Betances. And in the event Chapman. In the event Chapman starts to struggle, if Chapman starts to struggle, and to, that's to Suzanne's a point, and I think there's reasons why Chapman was struggling. And I think if you go back and watch his comfortability, let's say in the middle months towards the All-Star break, around the All-Star break, he became heavily reliant on the slider, and it was effective at times. And then he lost a lot of concentration at times, especially during these day games. I remember one game he was walking the park, really trying to go to the slider. They were really trying to bite that. Communication with Gary Sanchez as far as calling the game. So mm-hmm. Chapman. Chapman doesn't really as he could be scary. He doesn't bother me like that. I don't, for whatever reason, I think he's going to have a bounce back year. And Suzanne, before I go back to you, you brought up the point of Conley. That was the number one thing I was actually looking forward to out of the pen, because you're talking about when he came over from the White Sox in 17, he had excellent ERA. He had an excellent WHIP. When he's on, you know, he could be an effective middle relief guy. Nobody on the roster or fans are talking about. He has a very above average four seam fastball. He has excellent location on the changeup, and his slider could be just as effective as his change. So he has an arsenal of pitches for a mental relief guy that most teams would probably would love as a setup guy. So when it comes to Conley, he had a struggle in 2018. His ERA was garbage, like almost seven. And that thing had to do with injury. But I think I'm looking forward to his bounce back because I love what he brought to us in 2017, Suzanne. Anything else you'd like to add on to this bullpen that we have not said? And then we'll go back around.
Yeah, I got a couple of things I want to throw out there. Firstly, I'll say something else about Ottavino. I don't know if people know that he's from Brooklyn, right?
Yes, he is.
And so
that's true.
You know, I feel good about, like, his fit in New York. You know, you talk a lot about can somebody come from a small market team like the Rockies and be, you know, a leader and perform well in the Bronx? And the answer with this guy is absolutely.
Absolutely.
I think he just goes in there and he does his thing, right? So I think he coming to the Yankees is critical. I'll be honest with y'all. I think he could be the closer when Chapman isn't able to hold it together. Chapman's velocity has been going down steadily over the years. He doesn't have the mix of pitches that Ottavino has, nor Britton. Right, I think the mix of pitches between Britton and Ottavino is just, you know, mind-boggling. You know, to Christian's word, it's a diverse group of guys getting together here. I think Luazaga could step in and be a long reliever, as could Chad Green, and those are going to be critical positions. Maybe even Domingo Germán, you know, having a long reliever, that's going to be really critical. But here's my question, everyone. My question is this, and I know, Christian, this is going to get at you. You know, we've got Aaron Boone who doesn't know how to use the bullpen. So now what do we do when we've got this junior manager who I'm concerned that he misuses or doesn't know how to use the bullpen, doesn't use it to the potential that I think, you know, these guys have. I mean, they can dominate the late innings. If the Yankees could get even a small lead early on, this bullpen shuts everybody down. So my concern is, can you use the pieces, you know, correctly? Can you use the pieces effectively? Can Aaron Boone, with maybe some coaching with Larry Rothschild, use the viable options in the bullpen to the best of their ability?
Krista, and then we'll go to Jimmy.
You know, I think we touched on it last week, too. I think my problem with Boone is, you know, rotating our guys. You know, this is my thing. Yeah, it is a little scary. Are you talking as far as lineup? Are we talking as far as the lineup in general?
Yeah, like, looking at the fixtures in your bullpen and making the right choice of who comes in when, what makes sense for what's going on in the dynamics of the game, leaving them in enough time. Like, I feel like he never really got that down last year, and we lost a lot of ball games because he either left guys in too long or he didn't leave them in long enough to kind of let them, you know, kind of develop into a real rhythm out there.
Right, right. Absolutely. I agree. I absolutely agree. I think that's one of his biggest problems is not rotating guys and leaving them in too long. You know, if like I said, I think it was last week, if Chapman is tanking, you already see he's weak or he looks like he's not following through. Talk to him. Go out there, talk to him. Are you good? What's going on? If not, I'm pulling you. You know what I mean? We don't have time to play games when we have all these guys in our bullpen. We could pick whoever the heck we want. We don't have to go with Chapman every time. You're exactly right. We've got to start moving guys around. The minute guys start going left, we got to pull them. That's it. We can't let it escalate.
Give them the ball.
We do have a lot of guys at our within our reach. We can do whatever we want. It is a lot about coaching. It's about who are we going to put in for Chat when he goes down? Who's going to be that guy? We have a few of them.
All right. All right, cool. You have anything else to add to Kristen before we go to Jimmy or no?
It's just I like what everybody's saying so far. I really do. Like I said, I'm trying to regroup here. I'm kind of stumbling over myself, but I do agree. He's got to start pulling guys. Let's not sit there, you know, then he goes to the press conference and, oh, you know, I tried to give him another chance and he looked like he was getting better. And why second guess it? When in doubt, pull him out. That's going to be
all right.
That's it. Pull him out. What the hell are you waiting for?
Wait till they kill us again
and then you're going to start switching and now it's too late. Bottom of the ninth. Here we go. Now you want to switch him up. Okay. Well, it's a little too late now, bro. The damage is done.
All right, let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, what's your thoughts on Suzanne's question as far as Boone's decisions and choices to utilize the pen?
Yeah. Well, you know, I agree that there were times when, you know, he left guys in way too long. Look at that one game. Look at that one game. One perfect example. I forget who we were playing against. Maybe it was Cleveland last year or one of them. When like Herman gave up like four runs right away, and he waited till we were down like six runs in like the eighth inning, and then finally decided, I'm gonna pull him. You know, and you can't do that kind of stuff. You can't do that kind of stuff in a game, not especially to a young guy like Herman. You know, it's just like learning. I mean, I understand. You know, one or two runs is fine. You know, you give him a chance, but when it's like five to one in like the seventh inning, and then you're gonna decide to bring your tired bullpen out there. You know, you don't see what they could do. You can't do that stuff. So what Boone's got to do this year, he's got to look at the guys and say, hey, look, you know, like I have all these guys I could use, you know. We'll split. Like whoever's doing good, do good. You know, whoever's doing good, you know, keep them in a while, you know. But then as soon as you see some kind of struggle, you know, like you see the command going wrong, or it's a little off, you know, then you pull him. You know, you can't have. I think he's gonna learn this year. You know, I'm gonna give him a second chance in that one. You know, if he could learn this year how to manage the bullpen, we got a good enough bullpen that he can make some moves. So we'll see how it goes. I'm gonna give him a second chance. You know, see what happens.
Man, I hate to follow up Jimmy. Man, he took every word out of my mouth, man. That's exactly how I feel about Aaron Boone's situation. And I look at it like it was his first year managing. It's kind of almost learning on the fly at the job and just going through the motions. He has the luxury when everybody is at least on their game or at least doing their thing as far as coming out of the bullpen and being effective, giving his quality innings. He has the luxury to mess up, or he has the luxury to, if he wants to milk it a little bit for one guy and not maybe play Captain Hook for another. When he took over for Joe Girardi, and I think that was one of the knocks on Joe Girardi from a lot of fans in the media, was Joe Girardi was quick to pull people too quick. And then with Aaron Boone is now, it's the polar opposite. He's allowing them to be in there too long. And I think a lot of that has to do with the psyche of allowing pitchers to fight through it, let them fight through their own battles. Like, for instance, Chapman, we've seen a lot of games where the Yankees were up big, like a couple of like what Jimmy mentioned, the Miami Marlins game earlier in the year. I remember the Cleveland Indian game at home, the Mets game, one of the Subway Series games at home. We had a big lead and the Mets start coming back, but we actually held on to win that game with the bullpen. It didn't feel like a win, but because we were up so big and the Mets almost came back and took the lead. In the top half of the ninth inning. I say all that to say is I think it's a trial by error. I think Boone's kind of looking at it with certain pitchers like Betances and Chapman to fight through adversity. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. It really depends on how the fan thinks. So some fans like, well, if he's pitching and he's messing up, why waste time? Let's go to another guy. Or just pull him and just go to another guy. I'm actually on the side of let the pitcher, especially if it's a regular season game in June, July, and we're in the hunt or whatever against the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay's behind us in the standings, I'm more on the side of let some of these guys fight through it. Unless it's so obvious that he doesn't have it that day, then yeah, you pull him, because at the same time you got to go with days rest, with your rotations for subsequent series if you're on the road, if you have any days off in between that, then you got to manage what starters are coming up against. I want to go back to Domingo Germán, and I think we brought him up a couple of weeks ago, and Jimmy, you brought him up earlier tonight on this episode. I mean, this is the guy. I think it was Chandler who brought him up too on the early episode. Oh no, it was Lewis, and this is a guy. He's kind of been that a la Jabba Chamberlain role. You know, they have him spot starting some games. They have him coming out of the pen. They have him starting. They have him coming out of the pen. I think this is going to be a good year for him. Now, I don't like the fact that they keep on throwing him all over the place. And I don't know how you guys feel as far as you still want him coming out of the pen. Do you want him as that last starter in your starting rotation? And that's my question for you guys on Germán. Because I really believe he's working on his stuff. It's only going to get better. I think out of all the guys in the bullpen, maybe Chad Green has more stuff, variety of stuff. But I think Germán has nastier stuff if he knows how to lock into his locations. I know that Betances probably has the best curve on the squad. But outside of that, I mean, Germán has a variety of fastball, a four-seamer. He has a sinker. He has changeups, curves, and they all could be potent. And I think it was kind of on the fly last year with him. They had him all over the place. And if they have a more of a consistent role, whether it's that last spot starter or if it's going to be him coming out of the pen, I really think he's going to have a very good year. I think a lot of these guys are going to have a good year, honestly. But I wanted to really get all your guys' thoughts on Domingo Germán and how you would like to see him. Do you like him all over the place like they had him last year? What about Boone using him or utilizing him? Suzanne, if you have any thoughts on my question on Domingo Germán, and then we'll go back down to Chris.
Sure. Absolutely. But I do want to piggyback on one thing you said before I stepped into Germán, and that is, and this is the kind of the counter argument to Boone. I do want to say that I think we lost too many games to bad teams last year. And a lot of those games, if you go back and you look at the stats, were mismanagement of the bullpen. So he really needs to get his act together around that and learn. And hopefully he studied this over the off season, and he knows what the kind of players that he has. And to Christian's point, the diversity of the different pitchers that he has available to him. And he's consulted with Larry Rothschild to kind of figure out a flow, because you just can't lose games to bad teams consistently. So I'll put that to bed.
Let me add on to that. Yeah. You're absolutely correct. And the fact that they did win 100 games, you're absolutely correct. They did leave a lot of games on the table. So that's how scary this squad is. Arguably, we didn't play up to our potential and still won 100. So you are absolutely correct. So this is really more about closing the gap regular season-wise versus the world champs. So I agree with that, no doubt.
Yeah. So I'll move on to your question. I mean, Germán, I think we need to pick a role for him and let him get used to that role. So I would say I would like to see Germán be a long reliever in the pen as a Tim Green. So I think we're going to need a long reliever role really very much so this year, given the fact that we've got, Severino, this is a little scary. I would actually look to either A, pick up somebody later on, and to Kristen's point, does it have to be an ace? Maybe not necessarily, but pick up another guy that could be a starter, or I would stretch out Loaiza and let him take a crack at it. If I was to really look at the different pieces in where could I best utilize him, I think Germán has filthy stuff, but I think he belongs in the bullpen as a long reliever. I am not a fan of Luis Sessa. And I do think that we've got some other guys that are developing in the minors that we, you know, could potentially bring up mid-year that I think could really fill some of the maybe the overuse aspects of our team, you know, overuse arms and people just, you know, kind of dropping a little bit. One of those guys is Albert Abreu, who was just, you know, optioned to Trenton recently. And I read like a tweet about it and, you know, somebody tweeted back, can we option our manager to Trenton as well? So you can see people are a little concerned about, you know, his ability to manage through some of these difficult spots during the season. But, yeah, I mean, I think we've got some other guys that could potentially come up later on in the year when our roster gets bigger. And so we shouldn't forget that. But I don't know if Cessa is the guy. I think they're going to let him make the team for the, you know, sure reason that he, again, could be somebody that could fill in for CeCe. CeCe is not going to be able to be a consistent member of the rotation. He's going to need, you know, a week, you know, one start off or a week off or whatever he's going to need, 10 days off, whatever it's going to take. Because, I mean, I can't even imagine. I love this guy. I really do. But he had heart surgery this year. I think they got to take it very careful with that young man. And, you know, I love what he brings to the team as far as his longevity and his tradition. I mean, he is truly a Yankee through and through. He is going to be a Hall of Famer. He is a Hall of Famer. But, you know, the reality is, it's very taxing on your body to pitch like that day in and day out and go through, you know, the stretches. I mean, you remember when Mo, you know, he had his routine, and even the great Mo, you know, getting injured, you know, shagging fly balls out in the outfield back then. Yeah, I don't think CC's going to be doing that, but I definitely don't think he is going to be, you know, at his finest this year. I think he's going to break some records, and I think he's going to, you know, carry this team as far as he can. But he's going to need somebody like Herman, and that's where I'd put him. I would put him in as a long reliever, platoon him with Green, and let's see what the two of them can do to kind of give some extra life to our starters.
All right. Any additional questions for the panel before we go to Kristen?
Sure. I'd love to know what you guys think of Cessa.
Luis Cessa. All right. Let's go to Kristen.
Oh, boy. Just deflating my friggin' balloon over here. She is on fire tonight. I'm telling you, everything I go to say, I'm like, yep, scratch that. Yeah, oh, this scratch that off the list. Okay. Yeah. Honestly, I agree. Herman is grimy. He's good. He's got some wizardry, but he doesn't have an identity. That's, I think, is the problem too. We just need a spot, a steady spot, I think, for him. And it's just, I don't know where he fits. He's awesome. I'm not saying he's not, but it's like, where does he go? Who does he follow up to? You know, where can we put him? As far as Cessa, I don't know why he's hanging around, but he is. I don't know if he's putting rubber bands on gloves, maybe. I mean, I really don't know why he's there. Is he oiling gloves? I mean, I don't know why the guy is there. I really don't. He had a few games where he was decent, but nothing to be like, wow, this guy is incredible. So I don't know. We've got so much talent. I mean, he's just waiting in the way. Is he a third stringer? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, I do like Herman. He's coming into his own, but I just think he just doesn't have an identity yet. And once he gets that confidence, and I think he, you know, has a better eye, I think he'll be all right. He definitely has potential. There's no question about that. There's no question about that. Oh, and as far as Chad Green, his fastball can be deadly also. Just want to shout him out real quick.
mm-hmm, cool. mm-hmm.
That's really all it. Right. But I love the variety. I like the different strengths that each pitcher has. Everybody has their own little thing, and I love it. I love the variety. We've got crazy weapons this year, so I'm excited.
All right. Hey, Jimmy, what's your thoughts on Herman, Sessa, anything else?
Yeah, well, Herman, I think the reason why they did what they did with him last year is because they wanted to see what he could do. And I think Herman is going to be that guy in a bullpen, and our spot starter if we need one. I think that's going to be that's going to be Loaisiga, believe it or not. I mean, Loaisiga in that start spotting role last year was pretty crazy. I mean, I know it was late in the season. I know it was a little late in the season when we saw Loaisiga, but you know, when you look at what he did as a spot starter, he was crazy. That guy was crazy good. So I think he's gonna be one of our spot starters, and you know, Herman's gonna take the bullpen role. You know, as far as Chad Green goes, I think Chad Green is like so much better, you know, since he took a year off, you know, not being a Yankee, and he was somewhere else, you know, I think him going somewhere else actually, you know, helped him, because I mean, and now he's like so much better. He's more confident in himself. He's, you know, a whole bunch of great things. So like, Chad Green's gonna be awesome. You know, as far as Sessa goes, I mean, I don't really see Sessa being with the big boys too much. You know, I think he's gonna stay. My guess is I think he's probably gonna stay in AAA all year, because I mean, I just don't see. Not because Sessa's not good. I mean, he has some good stuff, but it's just simply that there's no room for him. You know, we're too talented for him. So I think Sessa's going to be the odd man. You know, he's going to stay in AAA all year. You know, unless somebody picks him up. You know, which I hope he does, or he could be trade bait or whatever. But you know, I don't see him being a Yankee for much longer, just because we don't have enough room for him.
Right. You know, with Sessa, the last couple of seasons, it seems like every time I get in and start to watch a Yankee game, he's giving up a big home run, man. That starts to irk me, man. Sessa, in his sense, man, you got a good point, Jimmy. If he's going to be on this roster or at least compete, I mean, he's got heads ahead of him, man. So I didn't really consider Sessa, unless there's an emergency. So many guys are out due to injury, and I hope that's not the case with the starters, because that's what the domino effect came with, like with Herman. And I think they threw him into whatever role. Hey, kid, you know, just go ahead and give us like 4 or 5 innings. Go ahead and throw, you know, this afternoon game, a 1 o'clock game, and they threw him in there when it came to Herman, because when Montgomery went down and CC's nicked up and Tanaka's, you know, goes in and out of the lineup. They gave him a role, and he kind of managed the boat to his sense when it came to Herman. But I do agree with you guys, as far guys and gals, on Herman. If everybody can stay healthy, then I don't think they will. That's a whole another question, a whole another issue. I would rather see him in that middle relief, giving us good quality innings between 4 and 6, 5 and 7, however you want to look at it. But I think because of the makeup of our starting pitching, and we already got guys like Severino, who's the young horse, and we already know CeCe's going to get hurt. It is what it is. Tanaka might be out here and there. He's probably going to have a role where he's going to have a couple of starts here and there. Loaisiga, same thing, man. We can see the same situation with him as far as getting a couple of starts here and there. So hopefully guys like Paxton are holding down the fort. They're being durable, giving us quality innings, and so our relief could be kind of stayed intact in a sense. I want to go back. Who was it I wanted to talk about? We talked about Herman, Betances. You know, I'm actually confident in Betances this year. I know why a lot of Yankee fans are still distraught from a couple of seasons ago, and I thought Betances last season mentally showed a lot of confidence, most importantly within himself. that to get through some huge adversity hills, getting through some counts. We all know his thing is all about that effectiveness of his curveball, and if that's out of whack, his fastball could start going all over the place, and Gary Sanchez can't trace the ball, and it's going to go to the backstop. So Betances, to me, it showed a lot of a bounce back or a growth from where he was. And you know how we all know how horrible it was in 16. It was demonstrative. So I hope that he builds upon this. And I know he's gone through these arbitrations a couple of seasons ago, and I know his contract situation is kind of back in place. But when it comes to certain guys like that, I think he's like an X factor. Now, that's my question for you guys. When it comes to the bullpen, who's the X factor? To me, it's Betances. Because I think if he's really, really on, it's really going to make guys before him and behind him in the bullpen order or rotation stay in sync. I really believe that. And I think we all know that he gets a lot of energy from the crowd, especially at the home games when he gets guys out and batters are just swinging away and they're nowhere near it when he's on his game. So my thing is about Betances. Matter of fact, I'll throw that question out. I'll throw it like this. Suzanne, who's your X factor in the bullpen? And number two, this is more about a personal favorite. How would you rank your favorites in 2019 out of the bullpen, your top five in order? It doesn't matter if they're great or not. It's just your personal favorite because of style, the way, you know, how they approach the game. It's just a very subjective question. It's just a personal opinion.
I am not a Betances fan. I'm going to say that straight out. I said it earlier. His ERA is already over 7. He says, according to the post today, that he feels like crap. That's just terrific. And I don't know how effective he's going to be this year. You know, for him, it's mental. And, you know, you could say baseball is a mental game. But it seems to negatively affect him. More so, I mean, you know, like a Sonny Gray negatively affect him. Although, in many ways, Sonny Gray was so cocky that he thought he was the best pitcher in town. But Dylan Betances is a little full of himself. You never saw Mariano Rivera be full of himself. He was always a gracious leader in the bullpen. And, you know, I interviewed Mo when I was in Trenton. They honored him. And I was, you know, on field and I interviewed Mo and I said, you know, is Betances the next guy? Are you grooming him? And he said, yeah, I like Dylan. I like Dylan to step into my shoes. I've been mentoring him. And, you know, I felt so good about that, you know, when I had that opportunity to talk to Mo. But since then, it's been a decline for me. And I don't know if it is a confidence thing or he just isn't comfortable in his skin. He's a big guy, and you know, he's got a lot of equipment that he's got to work with there, and he's long and he's lean, and maybe he just hasn't, you know, come into himself yet. But I'm not confident in him. So that's how I feel about him. He's not my X factor. I would say Ottavino is my X factor, and he's one of my favorites coming out of the bullpen. I also am a big fan of Chad Green. I'm a big fan of Britton, for sure. I mean, if I had to pick, you know, two others who I feel good about and who I think, you know, can bring it together, you know, I have to, you know, give it to Jonathan Holder, who really, you know, shocked me last year. And I'd like to see Kamley do well. So he'd be like my fifth guy. If he could really get back to how he was in 2017 – with his velocity and his ability to mix pitches, I think we're going to be really lucky with him, and he's going to fill in some key roles for us as we move through the summer into the later part of the summer and into the fall. He's going to be, I think, really critical if he can stay healthy, as you said. But yeah, he, you know, I'm out on Betances. I hope he does well. I hope I'm wrong, but I am worried about his confidence and being able to maybe beat up the demons in his head and believe in himself some more. Because I think he's got the potential to do that. As I said, he came out of the box being cocky. He was given the baton by Mo, and I guess that's a lot of pressure. I would say so. But at the end of the day, he just has never he's never gotten there yet. So I'd like to see him do well, but he's just not there yet.
All right. And Kristen, what about you as far as Yankee X Factor out of the bullpen and your personal top five favorite guys from the pen?
I like Ottavino. We rely a lot on our relievers, and we do have some good relievers also. So I like Holder. I like Britton. I like Ottavino. I like Green. And I do like Tommy, too. Those are probably my five. Those are my five, definitely.
Any additional thoughts on the bullpen that we have not said on tonight's episode?
Nothing that I can think of.
All right, cool. Hey, Jimmy, what about you? X Factor, your top five guys out of the pen.
Well, first, my X Factor, my X Factor, believe it or not, is I'm really looking forward to see what Chad Green is gonna do, man. You know, this guy has wowed me from the day that we had him. You know, he's got really, really good stuff, and I can't wait to see what he does. And my are gonna be Green Ottavino, and you know Conley's gonna do well, and but Kansas, I'll put him in there too. And my last one's gonna be Loaisiga. You know, I want to see him really do well and shock people. You know, I know he's a young dude, but I want to see what that guy can do in a bullpen. You know, he's got good starting stuff, and when he was in a bullpen those first couple of times, he was on fire. So, Loaisiga will be my number five guy. I think he's gonna stay on the team. I think he's gonna stay on the team, and he's gonna do well. So, all in all, I think we have a really, really deep bullpen, and I can't wait to see what everybody does all together. It's gonna be awesome.
Amen, man. Amen to that. My top five, man, it's really hard. I mean, it's not hard, but it's really, you know, I like all of these guys in their own specific way. But Ottavino is definitely number one. I would love to see how he does. Like, to Suzanne's point, that him coming over is not him necessarily being a stranger to being in New York, because he's from Brooklyn, like, to her point. So him playing that 1 year and for the Cardinals, and then those several years in Colorado would not affect him, because he understands the sports culture, especially within the Yankees and how important they are to the five boroughs. Britton, on me, I love Britton. I love him. I like Betances when he's on his game. And last year I thought he did have a good bounce back year from what it was. So, and I think that's the X factor, in the sense of if he goes well, it's really, really going to go well. As a unit, his contributions, it's like icing on the cake. Chad Green, definitely. I mean, we talked about him extensively, even in off-season episodes, and a couple of times on the spring training, his name's come up, and even on this episode, because of what he brings to the top. Hey, you know what I liked what he did last year, especially in the summer? It was after the break, and he started more going towards we know about his fastball, we know about his slider, but then he started implementing his split finger, started to take over his changeups. I thought his split fingers was very good, and I think him adding that, another pitch and replacing one of his subsequent or tri pitches. Chad Green, with the arsenal that he brings, and he's like very reliable. He's a consistent guy. And to your point, Jimmy, as far as him going, being here and then coming back, I'm confident in him. I'm confident in a lot of these guys. And I think this is the area, probably on the whole roster, as far as depth, We are the most confident. I don't know how you guys feel, but definitely the bullpen is even stronger, like we said, it is than it was last year. Yeah, but those five guys, man, and who knows? I mean, this is not a finished product because, you know, if we're in the hunt and guys go down, maybe there's an unfortunate injury. I mean, there's probably a guy we're not even thinking of by a trade deadline. If we have some assets, we could probably send on our way to get more help, whether it's in the bullpen or somewhere else on the team. So this is not the finished product, I don't believe, especially if we happen to be in the hunt where we expect to be as Yankee fans. You know, hopefully they hold up. I think the whole thing with them holding up is because the guys in front of them started pitching. That's kind of going to be the case with this unit. Suzanne, we're going to go through some extended final thoughts. If anything you would like to mention, I know I saw your tweets on the stand. Funny, you're funny on Twitter. It's off the hook. Anything from spring training games, split squad games you want to add, or anything from this this episode with the bullpen, or anything around the roster, or even Major League Baseball as a whole, then we could go to Kristen on final thoughts. Jimmy, and please let everybody know how you can find your articles, your content, your Twitter handles, so on and so forth.
Sure. Okay. Well, the piece that I think you're talking about is the piece I wrote about Giancarlo Stanton and his Stantonian home run. And if you haven't read it, I thought I did him a real solid on the piece because, you know, he's a monstrous home run. I mean, it exited and bounced down the parking lot seemingly for hours, right? I mean, it was a laser shot out of the ballpark. Guy, he came in from Miami, and whether you love him or you hate him, I have to give it to him in his ability to not blame and his ability to not run away from the media when things got tough. I don't think you all realize that he played 158 games. He appeared in 158 games. When I saw that stuff, I said, holy God, I don't think I even realized that. And then I realized he doesn't play the field all the time, and we've talked about that, and that could be a good thing. But I did give him – I really felt like I did him a solid because, you know, I don't think I really even thought about his ability to come in there and really carry the club when Judge was out, you know, and he was out from early June – to the end of August, and he hung in there, and he batted over 300. So the guy, I hope that he is past his maybe his early jitters or whatever it was in getting used to and adapting to the New York weather and everything else. I hope he's that past, you know, and this year he's going to, you know, just step in there and really get started. I always remember Wolf Teixeira just taking like weeks and weeks to just get like used to things again. I'm like, dude, like, come on. It's Memorial Day. Let's go, you know? So hopefully we're not hanging around waiting for that with this, you know, with Giancarlo Stanton and this guy. But you know what? I got to tell you, I am, and I know we're going to talk about infielders next week, but as right. like a kind of mini preview, I am hot on this Kyle Holder. I really am. I know we've talked, you know, Troy Tulowitzki, he's going to be there. We've got Lemieux, and, you know, we've got a platoon, you know, to kind of fill in for Didi. But this Kyle Holder is something, and I'm really, really interested in him. Playing shortstop, I think, you know, he could play a few different positions in the infield. I'm really interested in him. And, of course, as you know, I'm very interested in Luke Voit and dumping Bird and moving on. This nonsense about, you know, this battle of first show, you know, they had him on a split squad. He was with Andujar and Holder and Lemieux and Floreal, who, you know, we talked about before as well. He was on that split squad, you know, with the Tigers, whereas you had the Pirates with, you know, our regulars, you know, including Greg Bird, who batted cleanup, which was like, really. So I'm interested in this Kyle Holder and what he might bring to the team. So that's what I'm excited about. And excited about what he's doing, that spark that he's kind of, you know, bringing about him. He's really turning heads, so I am excited about him.
At Susie Prof on Twitter, Bleeding Yankee Blue, the blog spot on the web, man. Shout out to Susie, man. Suzanne on Susie Prof. Susie Prof 1 on the gram, too. Can't forget about the gram. You got to do life for the gram.
Yes, sir. You got to love it. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Infielders next week. Kristen and then Jimmy. Kristen, your final thoughts.
Suzanne, you are on fire. Go, girl. I'm loving it.
Are you good?
But Romine, you know, nobody ever talks about him, but I'm so proud of him. He's doing really good. I think he's going to do really well this year. Better than last year. I think he's going to do really good. At catcher, I'm Team Romine all the way, and I'm also Team Voight, so everybody knows that right off the bat. So, good show tonight, everybody. I love all the comments. And, Suzanne, this was your show, honey. You just took over. Mm-hmm. I love it. You great comments from everybody. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And you can just find me on Facebook, Kristen Grimaldi.
All righty. Shout out to Kristen. Thank you very much. And, Jimmy, your final thoughts.
Hey, well, I think we're gonna have an awesome team, and you know, as far as Giancarlo Stanton goes, I think Stanton got over his first year New York thing that everybody has one when they come here. It's all pressure. I think it's over him now, and I think Stanton's gonna have a monster bounce back season. I think we're gonna see the Stanton that Miami Marlins fans saw, for a lot of years. If we can get a piece of that Stanton, it's gonna be you guys are in for a nice treat, as far as the bullpen goes, like I've said, I think we're gonna have a deep bullpen, and as far as the infields go as a preview, I think the infielders on a whole, we're deep all around. There's not really one position where you could say, we're weak here or we're weak there. It's just that we can improve on certain things later on, as the season goes on, because there is 162 games, and injuries are going to happen as part of the game, but there's not one position where I could look and say, oh, we're weak here or we're weak there. And I think that's a great problem to have as a Yankee fan. We haven't had that problem for a long time, and the fact that we have it actually makes me feel good. So it was
that's
a great
right.
show as always, guys, and go Yankees all the way, man.
At Canes Eagle 1 on Twitter, Canes Eagles 1 on Twitter, that would be Jimmy. For Suzanne, Jimmy, and Kristen, the dugout, this episode on the bullpen, of course, on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher apps, also stream live, stream archive on BleedBlueShow.com, or download it on BleedBlueShow.com. We'll be back next week for the infield business. That's going to be a fun episode as well. Then we got a couple of more weeks of spring training. Then we got opening day, and then we're going to have our Monday night episodes, post-game episodes, or in-between game episodes on Monday nights, all year round, like we always do here on the Dugout Podcast, with the New York Yankees and Major League Baseball, man. Great commentary from the panel. We'll be back next week. Sangre de Azul, ladies and gentlemen. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.